Alan Miller Jewelers. This is Ashton. How can I help you?
Hey, Ashton. It's Nick with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm awesome. What's the latest? What's exciting over there?
We just had a really nice estate sale go on at the store.
Oh, nice. Was
yeah,
it like a trunk show or with estate goods that you own?
It was a trunk show.
Oh, okay. I do stuff like that.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was my first time ever seeing anything like that, so.
Nice.
Yes.
How many days was it?
Just a two-day thing.
Okay, cool. What, do you know, like, what you did in sales or what the best sale was?
I think the best sale was honestly one of our employees.
I bet.
Yeah.
So we have an estate company also. It's like unique fine jewelry, but it's mostly estate goods, right? Antique and vintage jewelry called MDJ Advantage, right? And we do trunk shows a lot, too. We should totally do one, by the way, if you, like, for the next time around.
Yeah, I'll definitely let Cody know.
But, yeah, we end up buying things from them, too. You know, like, I always have something picked out from them. Like, right now, there was, I forgot what kind of, it was like a sapphire ring, but it's like a certain way the sapphire is cut. I don't know a lot about it. but I like it, and it's like $4,000, which is like more than I should spend, but I could, you know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah,
and
that's
so
what gets you.
It's like, so if I'm feeling
should sick, I? Should I not?
That's what I'm saying. Did you buy yourself anything or try anything on?
I definitely tried stuff on, but I did not buy anything, no.
What was your favorite piece?
So it was a piece, it was a necklace, and it was kind of in the shape of like a dog tag almost, but just a little bit smaller, and it had like a quartz background, and it was really pretty. It was like almost see-through, and it was gorgeous. It had some like really pretty etching on it and everything.
Okay, it was I don't understand. It was like a dog tag, you said?
Just like the shape of it.
The shape of it, but it was a quartz, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm pulling up our website at the same time, so I was like, I don't know if I just read the word quartz by accident. You know?
Nope, you're
and
good.
Okay, yeah. Cool. I'm trying to find, because it's going to bug me on that ring. So that's very cool.
Yeah.
So you tried it on, and you were like, I love this.
I loved it a lot, but I debated too long, and I missed out, so.
Did you take a picture with it at least?
Oh, yeah. I didn't take a picture of me wearing it, but I have a picture of it.
Okay, you should send it to me.
Yeah,
but the reason, wait, you missed out because someone bought it?
No, I debated on getting it too long, and they left before I could decide.
Oh, I'm sure that it still exists.
Yeah, that's true. I'm sure I could reach out and get a hold of it.
How much was it?
I believe it was like only $1,500.
Ooh, I mean, see, that's, like, in that range, right? That's in that range, like, you know, do I need to spend this money? But, like, I can spend this money. You know, you could justify it.
Yeah, but should I? I just debated it for way too long.
No, I get it. I get that for sure.
Yeah.
Send it to me. Do you have my email or anything?
I don't, but I can take it from you.
Or you could text it to me or whatever works.
Yeah, I can text it. What's a good number?
It is 774-280-8683.
Okay, I will send that over in a few minutes then.
Do you guys have do you guys do things like this often? Or you said this is the first one that you were a part of.
Yeah, it's the first one that I have been a part of. I think they do them annually, so just once a year.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Who would I talk to about doing a trunk show with MDJ?
More than likely Cody or Alan.
Okay. Are either of them around today?
They are not around today, but I can definitely let them know that.
You're fine.
Yeah.
Are you guys working anything in bridal, anything that has a need for diamonds?
Not right now. I think we're all set. We just had a bunch of semi-mounts that we set up, and now they have diamonds in them, so we're getting some new stuff put out, but I think we're good for now.
Very cool. Okay, that's fine. And I did find that ring. It's a star sapphire.
No way. I have a star sapphire myself.
Do you really?
I do.
So why do they call it that when it's not a star?
So if you look at it at a certain angle, you can see almost like a star in the middle of it.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, it depends on the way the light hits it, but you can see like a little star in the middle of it that kind of moves.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes.
Because I was like, that's a weird name for it.
Yeah, but once you see it in the light, you can definitely tell why it's called that.
Yeah, so, and it's like, you know, and it's nice because it's like, you know, for in a men's ring, you know, like that kind of a stone. And it's, like, set in, like, you know, the thicker kind of band and has, I think, like, a quarter carat diamond on either side, just kind of flanking. So, like embedded in the ring. So, I don't know. I think it's cool.
That's so, like, crazy. You're kind of describing the one I'm wearing.
Stop. Get out of here.
I know. I'll have to send you a picture of that as well because
it
kind of sounds exactly like you're describing it.
You're so funny. All right, yeah, get it over to me. All right, and then
I will.
If anything comes up, whether it be for like an item like that or for diamonds, natural lab, if it's loose or finished, no problem. I ship overnight for free, and I would love to hear about it. Okay.
Absolutely, Nick. We will let you know.
I appreciate you. You have a wonderful day. Okay.
Thanks. You too. You have a great one.
All right. Bye.
Bye.